Now, you work with chronic condition management. What made you decide to go into that market?
So the chronic condition management is a fascinating frontier. It's, in a sense, the untamed frontier of healthcare. 75% of all our healthcare costs are from managing chronic conditions. But across all chronic conditions, whether it's something minor or something life-threatening, the average human behavior is about 50% of all humans will do what they need to do to take care of themselves without a booster effect. So I decided to tackle it for those reasons. As a longtime software entrepreneur and software engineer, software is all about reaching humans, you know, through technology. If you do it right, the technology should fade in the background. A good software engineer is about human connection. And I thought, what better place to focus the power that human-centered software can achieve than such a vast frontier full of so many challenges?
Mm-hmm. Now, you work with asthma and you work with heart conditions?
Yes.
Okay.
We started with asthma, and our solution is deployed across the nation today and has delivered over 29,000 successful reminder events to children with severe asthma to mm-hmm. take their medication. But it does so much more to empower and educate and motivate them. And we've taken the same solution and software architecture to heart failure. Mm-hmm. And we're stepping into a very interesting pilot in deployment in the heart failure scenario. We've also taken it to women's health and a general configurable solution called Health Monster, which can be used by everybody like someone like me for managing my running and vitamins, to a friend of mine that has lupus and has to manage 26 different medications every day. But that's just the start. We have a plan for about 10 more conditions spread out over our roadmap over the next 2 years. So it's a busy path ahead.
So was it a personal connection with somebody who had a chronic health issue that inspired this?
Yeah, the inspiration comes. I've tried to think about the best way to explain it, and the inspiration I think really comes from being human, because we all know so many people with chronic conditions and the desire to make a difference. Yeah, we started with asthma, and we do have a team member whose daughter had very severe asthma, mm-hmm. and she was one of the first users of our tool, you know, before we even met, and eventually he came on board our team.
Okay.
So it was personal to him, but our whole team felt touched by it.
Mm-hmm.
Along the way, I discovered one of my friends had lost a sister to asthma.
Mm-hmm.
As we stepped into heart, that's a condition where my own father passed away several years ago of heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
Had he had a tool like a Breeze, it could have potentially made a difference and saved his life if he knew some of the warning signs of from rapid weight gain to flu-like symptoms. So that one's pretty personal to me. But we have a lot of other team members that also have family members that have had heart failure and had to cope
sure.
with it. So we're finding each condition that we step into touches somebody or sometimes almost everybody on our team. But the interesting thing is that the desire to make a difference even kind of transcends our own personal circumstance.
Okay.
We believe there should be a better way to deal with chronic conditions than just no attempts at all.
Sure, sure. But I think that helps with the spirit of the products that you create, I would imagine, the personal connection.
That really helps to make every day meaningful, and we all have fire in our bellies about what we can achieve with this solution.
Now, Mike, what are some of the applications and industries that you work with, and what are folks seeking who come to Open Systems Technologies?
Sure. At OST, the primary industries that we're in are healthcare, manufacturing, distribution, and finance. However, again, with this growth in services that we've experienced in the last few years, we're seeing we're seeing business come from all over the place. And a lot of that has to do with our application development practice, growing at the rate it's grown, our security practice, as security becomes more and more of an issue to companies globally,
mm-hmm.
As well as some of the work we're doing with cloud design and implementation as well. So companies coming to OST are looking to solve business-based problems through technology. So it may be in the data center where we are helping them architect a more efficient use of their data center. Again, with the servers and storage kind of being the where everything was at, and now a lot of this, you know, still utilizing that, but with some of the cloud management out there and design options that are out there, more and more companies are giving that a very serious look. Mm-hmm. At the same time, they have very serious questions. So you have from that to, you know, recently one of the Start Garden winners, Reindeer Cam, came to us and, you know, to develop their mobile iOS app for through their website too, so people can watch the reindeer and Santa okay. as they get ready to come into town, you know, for Christmas time. So that's the cool thing about OST is that we get to, you know, delve into these, like I said, extremely complex, you know, transforming the way people are doing business through technology type issues at, you know, Fortune 50 type size companies, all the way to startups, whether it be Reindeer Cam or a company called Mashup, which is a cloud music provider out of the Minneapolis area,
okay.
and working with them. And you know, at the end of the day, though, in whatever area it is, security, you know, managed services, you know, managing a Windows environment like we do for a $2 billion company here locally, you know, right here out of our Grand Rapids office, whatever that is, it's about... It's about understanding that company's business, that individual's mm-hmm. Desire as a startup. And so at OST, we really approach things from a consultative mm-hmm. perspective. We don't go in saying, we have this one product, we think it's great, you should buy it, whether it be HP, Cisco, et cetera. So we go with a product agnostic approach on that side of things, and we certainly, even on the software development side of things, you know, we don't go in saying, well, we're .NET developers and we're going to solve this all. We go in and we want to learn about your business,
sure.
first and foremost. We want to learn about the issues you're having, and we want to take an approach of working collaboratively to find those solutions. And so, like I said, because of the full service approach or I guess toolbox that we have, we just see things from so many different sectors and areas of the United States that, you know, again, as Keith kind of touched on it, we talked about earlier, there's no question that technology and the IT space are becoming a focal point for companies, no matter what size you are. And so you can make that decision to either embrace the technology and use it as leverage to make your company more efficient, smarter, more profitable, or you can turn the other cheek, so to speak, and watch your competitors whiz by you.
Sure.
We like to think that more and more companies now are seeing technology, again, whether it be software applications, data center efficiencies, et cetera, to really run mission-critical pieces of their business so that they're, again, more profitable, more efficient, are able to hire more people, and really focus on what they do best, and that's growing their business.
Sure.